With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, John, you want to do some mailbag questions here?
For real.
Okay. You kind of touched on this, so I'll ask it again, but just... Bruno in downtown says, where does today stack up in, quote, best days in franchise history on that list? You mentioned a few of them, but mention them again, John. You know, Kubiak, drafting Deshaun, where does it stack up for you?
Well, the all-time great will be when they got the franchise. Now, yep. They can be. That'll always be number one. When they won that game over the Cowboys, that was unbelievable, the opener. When they hired Gary Kubiak, 2 Super Bowl rings. Miko doesn't have a Super Bowl ring. Kubiak from here, he came back. It was a huge event.
Yeah.
Now, D'Amico's right there with those 4. And if all goes according to plan, he could end up being number 2 to getting the franchise. And D'Amico has, it's amazing to me, looking on social media, all the people weighing in, that don't have a dog in the hunt, but weighing in on how much respect they have for D'Amico Ryans,
yeah,
and what a great move it is by the Texans. And after being so negative for so long, you know, he got rid of Jack Easterby. Bill O'Brien was fired. Deshaun Watson was traded. And now it's like I can imagine how happy the McNair family is to see everybody's reaction to this decision.
It's a real credibility booster for the organization. There's no doubt about that. All right, Chris in the ATL says, absolutely pumped for the D'Amico hire, excited for the introductory press conference, as I believe it sets the tone for the expectations with the fan base. So my question is, what message can D'Amico deliver to show that he's not just the exciting and nostalgic choice, but the coach that will make the changes necessary to build a winning franchise? In other words, John, what do you want to hear from D'Amico along the lines of culture or team building or roster building at that press conference on Thursday?
He's known 2 organizations. He was the 2nd pick in the greatest draft in Texans history. He was there for the 1st division championship, the 1st playoff victory. And the reason he was traded is Wade Phillips didn't think, you know, he was a 4-3 guy, that he was a 3-4 fit. And so I want to know how important what he does on defense, if he's going to call the plays or if he's going to hire another coordinator. And he's not going to tell us who his offensive coordinator is going to be unless they hire somebody really quick. But what does he want in an offensive coordinator? I'm assuming it's somebody he's coached with or he knows. And there's a lot of intriguing possibilities. And so those are the things I want to know. When he talks, he's going to talk very well about passion, about Houston, about family, the community, and the kind of players he wants. And they all basically say that. But he'll talk about, you know, his relationship that he'll build with Caserio. And so... mainly, if it was just one thing, I'd want to know about the offense, considering it was so awful this past season.
Yep. Well, along those lines, John, you just mentioned defensive coordinator. Will D'Amico call the defense? Alfredo in spring asked that question. He said, with the hiring of D'Amico, do y'all think he's going to call the defensive plays or he's going to hire a defensive coordinator? I'll say this, John. I saw reports yesterday of at least two assistant coaches that, and the names escape me. I know one was Manuel from the Jets. The other one was somebody off of Shanahan's staff that coaches the secondary. Last name begins with a U. I don't remember the full name. But they've reportedly been requested to interview for the defensive coordinator position with the Texans. So it sounds like he's going to have somebody that at least in name is a DC on the staff, unlike Lovie Smith last year.
Yeah, Lovie said that he would have hired a defensive coordinator. We all assumed it had been his son, Miles. And eventually they all turn over the play calling. Eventually. Mm-hmm. Kyle Shanahan still does it. Seventh year now since he took the job in San Francisco. I'm guessing the first year D'Amico's going to do it, and then he'll leave the offense up to his new coordinator. And Bobby Slowick, the son of a longtime defensive coordinator, he's 35. He was with Shanahan in Washington, and he's been with Shanahan and D'Amico every year since 2017. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows him in that organization. They think he's an up-and-comer. Maybe D'Amico's going to turn over the offense to him. They mentioned Troy Walters, who's not been a coordinator in the NFL, but did in college. He's a receivers coach for the Bengals. I just want it to be somebody that will not make Rex bleeping Burkhead touch the ball one bleeping time.
Yeah, no, he's got to go for sure. Not in a Sopranos way. He's got to go. We don't need to kill him off, but he just needs to leave Houston. That's all. You know, a lot of times when they say he's got to go, that means he's dead on the Sopranos.
I believe, Sean, that Burkhead will end up being a running backs coach. And I think he'd be a damn good one.
Texans or somewhere else?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just talking about somewhere else. He just seems like coach type.
Oh, yeah. No, John, you know, we've interviewed Damian Pierce on the postgame show a few times, and he gushes about Burkhead as a, de fact, he calls him that. He says he's basically a coach, you know, in uniform. So he's got that reference, which holds a lot of water in Houston. People love Damian Pierce. All right, John, we're getting a lot of these. I'll just read the one from Matthew Cavazos. It says, my question is for both of you. Which side of the ball wins games, defense or offense? And if that's the case, do you think D'Amico's hire affects the number two pick in the draft in any sort of way?
No. Yeah. Other than the fact he'll agree they need a quarterback, and I'm guessing the 12th pick, who I thought would be a receiver, now I think will be a lineman, a tackler, an end, the best one on the board, because they had three number one picks in their defensive line in San Francisco, none in the rest of the defense. So I feel strongly it will no longer be a receiver. And I'm sure he'd love to have Will Anderson Jr. or Jalen Carter with that pick, but then they wouldn't be in a position to get another quarterback, you wouldn't think, to be among the three worst teams in the league next year. So I think that he'll have – one of the things I loved about his defense, they were the best tackling team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Texans may have been the worst. We won't see players taking bad angles, not wrapping up. If you watch those Niners, those guys hit. They hit hard, didn't give up a lot of yards after the catch. So I'm fired up to see what role he's going to have on this defense. They didn't have a lot of sacks, but they still led the NFL in a bunch of defensive categories.
We have a few people connecting the dots, John, that because D'Amico's from Alabama, they want to say that they want to ask you, does that increase the chances of them taking Bryce Young at quarterback? I think I know the answer to this.
I think if Bryce Young's there, they're going to take him. If he's gone, they'll take C.J. Stroud. Maybe he'll ask Nick Caserio trade a pick to get them to swap spots with us, and maybe they'll do that. But he hadn't watched Bryce Young. I had talked to Warren Moon, who's watched Bryce Young since high school. He came to the Mr. October celebrity fundraiser in Florida I covered, and he talked a lot. I'm going to use it in a column at some point about Young, and everybody, of course, is worried about his size. Can't wait to get to the combine, see how he weighs and measures, but everything Warren was talking about, you'd want it. Mm-hmm. And so I would be surprised there's a Alabama coach, maybe a defensive line coach I've heard of, D'Amico might be interested in off the Alabama staff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, John, two more here. We'll do these quickly. Joe Q is saying that at one point you had said that Lovey could go 0-17 and he'll still get a second season because they don't want to do 2 one-and-dones. Obviously, that turned out to not be true. So how many games does D'Amico Ryans have to win this year in order to keep his job for 2024?
I said that last year before the season because I thought there's no way they'd be worse than they were. I mean, one season under David Culley.
Yeah.
And then they were worse, mainly on offense. So when you have a six-year contract, when I say something like that, it has no credibility anymore because I was so wrong on Lovey Smith. So I think D'Amico's going to be around here for a while.
I do too, but I'll say it, John. I do think he can go 0-17 and he gets invited back for another season.
Now I'll let you say that this time.
I'm going to say it right now. Joe Q, if we're having the same conversation next year and we're celebrating them hiring who the hell knows in their fourth coaching search in 4 years, then you can come at me. Last one, John, we've had a few people. Sean Masala, I'll pull his off the top of the heap here, asking about Brandon Cooks. If Cooks is open to staying, should Caserio and D'Amico be open to it as well? What do you think happens with Brandon Cooks, John?
I think if Brandon Cooks meets with D'Amico, he's going to be very fired up. They need receivers anyway. Another one. So I'm guessing D'Amico tried to talk him into staying, and I would think, you know, they don't have to trade him. He can
retire. No, they don't. That's right.
He's under contract.
Yep.
And he always had a great attitude until he almost got traded to the Cowboys. I wouldn't have any problem whatsoever keeping Brandon Cooks on his team.
I'm with you. And I was very critical of Brandon Cooks and the way he handles his business this year, and rightfully so. And I think he's been exposed as being, at the very least, a little gullible to Jack Easterby's shtick, and at worst, a phony. But I don't care. I think I want him to catch footballs. I don't need him to babysit my kids or anything like that. I just need him to be able to help this offense attack downfield. So I'm all for Brandon Cooks making amends with this team and coming back and going and getting another 1,000-yard season to add to his the back of his football card.
I agree.
I'm with you on that. All right, John, what do you got going on your various platforms?
SportsRadio610.com. I've got a column about how the D'Amico stuff came down and how he wanted that job all along. And I'm doing one on I've got all kinds of videos and a column from my trip to Jim Crane's golf course, the Mr. October fundraiser. Has some great interviews with some of the greatest football and baseball players in history, plus Crane, Reggie Jackson, and a bunch of Astros going back to spring training for 8 days. Can't wait. And I have four videos coming in which on Monday I went to the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. They made took off the tarps, everything I wanted. Christian Lewis, who shot it for me from Gallery Sports. The ballpark was empty. It was eerily silent. And we did four videos, including one with me on the pitcher's mound, talking about the staff, one of me on first base, talking about the changing of the guard from Yuli to Jose Abreu, and one with me standing by second base, just showing an empty ballpark, talking about the start of spring training on February 15th. And I'm going to write one for Gallery Sports today about D'Amico's offense and defense and what I believe they'll do.
Good stuff. John, always appreciate and enjoy chopping it up with you. And this is a great time to be a Houston Texan fan and look forward to seeing you at the press conference on Thursday afternoon.
I look forward to it too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.